Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Right now, though, we started a list yesterday of the top 30 sports TV shows of all time. So basically what happened is 30 sports media writers, former TV execs, and social media personalities drafted a 30 TV show list.
Okay.
They drafted a team, basically. And our friends over at Barrett Sports Media put this together. Yesterday, we covered 30 through 16, okay? And I'd seen that. And I was like, this is so good. 15 through 1, I don't need to see. So I'm going to be new here with you.
Oh, wow, that's great.
I saw 30 through 16 yesterday, so yeah. I knew. But let's go 15 through 1. We had a lot of fun with it.
I love that
segment. And
I love fun.
This is what's left. In fact, I'll re-quick for those who missed yesterday. Here's a quick setup.
Okay.
30 was NBA Inside Stuff. 29 was the Dan Patrick Show. Highly questionable. The Dan Levitard Show. Inside the NFL. This Week in Baseball. Up Close, Mike and the Mad Dog.
What?
Number 22 is NFL Matchup. 21, E60. 20, Stump the Schwab. Yeah. 19, the George Michael Sports Machine. 18, High Noon. 17, the NFL Today. And 16, TMZ Sports. We get to number 15.
Bring it.
Baseball Tonight.
What? Is that just the 11 p.m. show on ESPN?
So this actually happened, not so much anymore on ESPN, but at least for me growing up, it was almost nightly, and it came on before SportsCenter. So it'd be on at like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I used to watch it.
And it would be like, okay, so if you weren't watching the Rangers or whatever, they would have highlights of a Ranger game. They'd have highlights of all the games, and they'd do some live look-ins and things like that.
Right.
So, you know, it's a little different. And then, of course, it would air after SportsCenter, too. It's like, here's the baseball highlights of the night.
Right.
Back when all that stuff was
I think in my mind,
thing,
I thought
you know?
It was after SportsCenter. But you're right. It was before.
Now, highlight shows aren't as exciting to me because you just have so much content shoved in your face at all times.
Yeah.
But back then,
it's on the Twitter.
It's where you went.
Right.
It's where you went to know.
No,
you know?
Absolutely. And then also.
And it also, you know, and by the way, real quickly, I'm sorry to cut you off, and I've done that a million times.
That's okay.
It also made you appreciate other teams around the league and.
Yeah.
But increase
your
knowledge.
But see, at its peak, this was before MLB TV, NFL TV, and NBA TV, and there's an NHL TV too.
Yeah.
So you just didn't. You know, it was different back then. Now, like, dude. NBA TV, for example, has a highlight show and they run it 25 times consecutively until 4 in the morning or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the need to go see those shows isn't there like it used to be.
I agree.
It is not.
14, Garbage Time with Katie Nolan.
All right, so you guys know how much I dig her. I love Katie Nolan. I think she's badass. I think she knows exactly what her lane is. I think she's good. I think she's entertaining. I think she's adorable. Aside from that, you know, we're in the day and age where it's like, it's almost looked at as a negative thing to compliment a female's looks if she works in sports because it's like you're minimizing her. But she's got everything and she's adorable. I think she's great. I didn't watch that show that much. Just because I don't watch those kinds of shows that much.
And they're on usually when you're at work.
Yeah, but I think Katie Nolan's badass.
Number 13, The Wide World of Sports.
Dude, this is for an old MF-er like me. You watch this every Saturday. And you grew up thinking that downhill slalom skiing or whatever was a big part of sports.
And weren't they doing like turkey bowling and stuff? Like,
The idea was that sports was not just the big four. And so they did all kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But that was the first place I ever saw any kind of like IndyCar racing or anything like that. And then it had the classic agony of defeat line. What was the guy's name? Jim McKay? Is that what that guy's name was?
The glory of victory and the agony of defeat.
That was a very, very important show. Yeah. It was a great show.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Number 12, top sports TV shows of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Around the Horn.
It's got our old buddy Kalashaw on there.
I'm going to tell you.
Tony Reale.
I bet Shippy. Yeah, this is
when I was a kid, after school. Come home, yep.
I liked Around the Horn growing up.
I'd come home and I'd watch PTI and then Around the Horn, or whichever way it goes.
I liked both of those shows. And when they brought out Around the Horn, I liked it even more just because I liked the game show format of it.
Right.
You know?
I liked Reale doing the bit, too, of just taking somebody's points away and they're like at negative 50.
And it's kind of arbitrarily, right?
Like, yeah, whatever it's just up decided. To his discretion.
Yeah.
So
if you have good takes, you get points. If you don't have good takes, you lose points.
So I've probably never broken all this down on the air before, but so Tim Kalashaw's brother, Pat, played high school basketball for my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So when Ben and I were on, I've known Tim for a long time. And actually, it's funny, at a Maverick game one time, he came up to me and Ben, and he started a conversation talking about Radiohead's Airbag and how it was influenced by DJ Shadow. And so we got off onto this whole thing. Well, then later, and then Tim came on mine and Ben's Saturday morning show on The Ticket, would jump on from time to time. And then later when Ben and I joined The Fan, or at the time Live and became The Fan, Tim would come on and we would do something called Three Wide. And we would do a show with Tim, and now we go up against him or whatever. But I've always really, really liked Tim. I've always been a fan of his. I've always felt, in some ways, connected to him tangentially. But anyways, when Ben and I were doing the show with him the first time, that was sort of like the peak, I think, of Around the Horn. And one time, me, Ben, and Tim went to the Loon. Remember that old spot?
Yeah.
And we walked in, and it was full of college-aged guys. And Tim Kalashaw walked in, and you would have thought, you know, Prince walked in or something.
Yeah.
They were slobbering all over him because they were at the age where they were going to watch Around the Horn at 3 or 3:30 or whatever. And this is really before Twitter exploded.
Yeah.
This is probably 2009 or 2010.
Before Twitter exploded. It was there.
Barely.
But I mean,
Twitter took off in 2011.
And me and Shippy are talking about it not being college guys, but kids out of school, though.
Right, right.
You know? Well, but for me, when I was at Mizzou, I think it was in 2011 or 2012, his daughter, I believe, went to Mizzou
as
well.
Yes.
And there was a rumor going around, especially around the journalism school, like, oh, Tim Kalashaw's in town. And so I just remember that buzz, like, walking around Columbia, like, going out and stuff, like, oh, Tim Kalashaw was over at Harpo's, or he was over here. And so it was like, I feel what you're talking about of just like that buzz bit created off of Around the Horn.
Right.
And it was definitely like that was a perfect example of me witnessing a lot of that. And I was a part of it too because that was something that I watched. I grew up watching it. He was a Dallas Morning News guy, so yes. I always rooted for him on Around the Horn. So.
And Tim did the brilliant thing of going from the Dallas Cowboys beat over to the Dallas Stars beat. And he was also, you guys remember the first way he got on ESPN, I think, was on NASCAR stuff.
I have no clue.
He used to write NASCAR stuff, and he used to be on one of those NASCAR shows. I
remember him actually, always losing Around the Horn because he would have a hockey or NASCAR take.
He'd take away 50 points.
But, man, you just lost this for the city because the thing is, he was the voice of DFW for you on that show.
Absolutely.
You're watching.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah. I was like, hey, man, I need you to win this one instead of losing to that old lady from Woody Page.
Hey, Woody's sign is pretty funny sometimes.
But J.A. Adonde's winning again.
I will never forget walking into that bar with Tim and all these 20-year-old dudes acting like he was a rock star. I mean, they adored him.
Number 11, Outside the Lines.
I think it's a great show. What's his name? Bob Lee.
Well, used to be with Bob Lee.
Well, he's retired, hadn't he? Yeah.
They do a great job.
It was a great show.
Number 10, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel.
Bring
it. Retired prematurely.
Dude, I enjoyed watching that Nelly story with my son last week.
It's a show I always like when I watch it, but never go watch it. You know? Mm-hmm. I never make an effort to. I have HBO. I could go do it. You know, I don't do it.
I've got to be super. I don't need to see another thing on climbing Everest. It's got to be something I'm very interested in. Like Nelly smoking weed.
Number 9, the sports writers on TV.
What?
I can't say I know what this is.
No, I do know this. This was a Sunday morning show, and it always had... I was joking the other day about Dick Schaap.
That's different, though.
No, this was the one that had Mike Lupica.
That's the Sunday reporters.
Oh.
Or the sports reporters.
The sports reporters. That's what that... Yeah.
Bob was
a respected journalist.
Shut up, Vital. Mike Lupica was always on it.
Mitch Albom.
Yes,
Mitch Albom. Get that 40 on.
Has anybody ever interviewed Mitch Albom's hair?
If George Steinbrenner wants to go down with his legacy remembered, here's what he has to do.
It's a lot of that.
It's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Number 8. What
does he need to do?
Understand who drafted this. Speak for Yourself, which is the show that Jason Whitlock does with Marcellus Wiley.
I'm out.
Have you seen the commercials? That's the only thing I know about this show is just the commercial.
Right.
I've never even heard of that.
The commercials, like when you watch a Ranger game or a Mavs game.
It's like a barbershop vibe, right?
And they're like, one guy's talking about, well, if I was still playing, and then Jason Whitlock's going, but you're not still playing. You're doing a show with me. Ah, there's a bunch of guys in there laughing.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad, dude.
I am out on about 97% of the things Jason Whitlock is in on.
Yeah.
I think he sucks. And I think he is the epitome of an antagonistic troll. I mean, people...
That's how he got that role.
Dude, I think he sucks.
Number 7, what has become the greatest thing on TV, to be honest. NFL Red Zone.
Yeah.
Number 1.
It's
got to
be number 1.
I mean, dude.
That's incredible.
That's every Sunday.
I mean, I don't know if you can call it a sports TV show or not. I guess you kind of can.
Mm-hmm.
But that is 7 hours of locked in. I don't have to move content the Cowboys aren't playing at that time zone.
Right.
Because it's just, I don't have to move. It's all set up for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome. At 2:45 every Sunday, there's going to be chaos. And it may just be 3 games going nuts at once, but it could be 6 games going nuts at once.
It's exhilarating.
And then you're just sitting there, feel like you're gambling.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, that's a great comparison.
And you've got fantasy players that are typically involved in them. You got horses in all the races.
God, I'm so ready for NFL now.
Yeah, me too.
Number 6, NFL Primetime.
Is that
the Deion Sanders show?
So, at its peak, it was Chris Berman, Tom Jackson.
Yeah. I'm in on that. It's a great show.
I don't watch anymore because
You watch NFL Network?
Well, we're moved on over to Channel 5 for the Sunday Night Football.
Oh, yeah, right.
And even though I don't really like Rodney Harrison... I don't think Dungy brings a ton. You know?
I love Sunday Night Football.
But that's a great broadcast, but that pregame show's not working.
No, you're right.
But I throw it over there.
But yep. We love NBC.
Number 5.
We do.
College Game Day. So great, man.
Yeah, it's good. I'm not as crazy about it as everybody else is, but I think it's fun because of the signs in the background.
The signs. It's a walking bit. The whole thing is a bit.
The whole thing's a bit. I'm just not a big Corso guy.
My issue with College Game Day, well, Corso doesn't do anything now. He just sits there and puts a head on at the end of it.
Yeah, just I could use him not being on the set at all.
No, they don't even let him talk.
It'd be great if he just wasn't involved.
Hey, you're being a jerk.
I'm just saying.
The
head, that's a great thing.
One thing about that though, real quick too, though, is I want to say, you have all these teams, when it gets announced during the week, game day's coming to TCU or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nuts, and people start freaking out about that stuff, and it's a big deal. Like, when they went to Washington State, after 20 years of Washington State begging them to come, and they finally went.
Yep.
And like, finally, it's a cool show.
I think a lot like we were talking about Around the Horn. That's a big deal for college age people.
Yeah,
that show.
Number 4, Inside the NBA.
I don't even know what that is.
Number 1,
yeah, you do.
What is it?
Inside the NBA on TNT.
Oh,
I feel like
okay.
You're not trying.
No. I'm trying. I just get confused because every show is called Inside Something or Other. So I immediately think of 17 shows.
It's Ernie.
Yeah, it's the best
Kenny
show.
And Charles and Shaq.
It's the best show ever. You're right. Inside the NBA is the best show ever.
Number 3, pardon the interruption.
I respect the format and the longevity and how they do it, but I never, ever want to watch it.
I never cared what Kornheiser had to say in my life.
I do like Wilbon a little bit.
So that's why it became a problem. If I don't care what this guy says, then that's an issue.
Right. But you know what I'm saying. The format, absolutely. And, you know, that's a good thing. But I never find myself going, man, I need to see what's happening on PTI.
Number two, Fox NFL Sunday.
What is it?
That's Terry Bradshaw, okay? Howie Long, Jimmy Johnson.
That is Strahan. About what number is that?
So here's why I like about the show. It's number two. Here's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is they never, it always seems scattered. Mm-hmm. It never seems like they're trying too hard.
Yep.
It seems like just a bunch of guys getting fun, having fun. You don't get watch that for takes.
Right.
You know? But it just seems like, hey, here's what I have. We're going to do some picks.
Right.
Maybe we'll go throw the football around on the field.
Oh, yeah.
We might have a good special guest. The features on there are really good, though.
Right.
Like the interviews and things like that. They just have fun. It always feels like it's off the rails. That's why I like it.
Do you know what I like about the show? Nothing. Okay, before we get to...
You're being a jerk.
No, I don't need anything that has Terry Bradshaw on it. All right, before we get to number one, which we all know is SportsCenter, I think there should be a special award given out for the greatest moment in television broadcasting sports history when live from Jerry World last year, they had Steve Young throw a pass to Susie Colbert, who was running a route in high heels. I think as long as we all remember that happened... during a sports broadcast, yeah. I think it kind of puts everything in perspective for all of it.
And that was basically a part of SportsCenter, though, right?
Sure was.
Which is number one.
Of course.
SportsCenter was great.
Changed the world.
Man, SportsCenter was great 20 years ago.
Changed the world.
Kenny Mayne was my number one of all time.
Yeah, Kenny Mayne's badass. He's still on there from time to time.
Pretty funny.
John Bucci Gross will drop a music reference on you. But that's back when...
Rich Eisen and Stu Scott were a great team. Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann were huge.
They were huge.
Neil Everett always looks like he's super baked.
Yeah, he does.
He's always got a smile.
And his eyes are super bloodshot. There was a clip that surfaced, I don't know, maybe probably back in 2010, 2011, that's been removed from the internet. And homie was definitely... had a little toke sesh before he went on to do his... 9 or 10 o'clock Sports Center.
It looks like he always looks like he just walked out of a seedy hotel room with Bill Maher and three girls. All right, so Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.